my podcast made me insufferable. Now, maybe it was only to myself, to anyone else. Well, I probably wasn't even noticed. Like, nobody even saw it or cared or whatever. Now, I've been doing this podcast with great intentions, sharing a lot of useful knowledge and content, but it was missing a critical piece, and that was that it was not compelling. And that's a problem, especially now as we enter this new era with AI. The value of knowledge is, if it's not already, basically zero. You can find out anything. You can learn how to do anything. You can just go on ChatGPT, go on YouTube, whatever. You know, it doesn't cost you to just go learn something. There's a thing on Spotify now, or it's coming. I haven't actually used it, but you can just tell it, prompt Spotify for what you want to hear a podcast about, and it will make it. It's not like it goes and finds you one that someone else made. It'll just make it. So this is really where authenticity comes into play. Even mentioning this word now to me feels like beating a dead horse. Like, yes, we get it, authenticity. But it is going to be the focus of this episode because I have utterly failed, I think anyway, at being authentic on this show, and in turn failed at making compelling content that could really draw attention or, you know, stand out to an audience, build a business brand, build a personal brand, because I just haven't really been me. So in this episode of Profits Through Podcasting, I am breaking down what I've been doing wrong for the past 2 years, explaining why we are going to tear this entire thing down, and laying out how I plan to move forward with this and make it better. I'm your host, Joel Oliver. So up until this point, East Coast Studio has been a service provider, a great service provider, at least I think so anyway. We help podcasters look and sound great, although in the earlier years, it was more about the sound. But now, of course, video has become an increasing part of podcasting. So that's had to be a focus of ours as well as things evolve. So we do that. We do social media clips. We do the show notes. We upload. We help save them time. But the strategy was on them. So we're doing this work like from a technical perspective, but the strategy of how they actually go apply that content, or even if the content was good, to compel people to come and listen to them more and become clients of theirs, that sort of thing, that was all on them. We had no real skin in the game or direction when it came to the actual strategy. Now, we're fortunate enough that for the first 5 years or so of the business, that was great. Everything we were doing was great. The business grew steadily. It didn't really need anything else. It didn't really need any marketing. People needed the service. We did a great job. It was a perfect match. And clients came and stayed for a long time. And that hasn't really changed. But there came a point to where we wanted to grow the business faster. We didn't just want to rely on organic referral type traffic anymore. We wanted to proactively get out there and grow it beyond the speed that it was growing at, because it had grown and grown. Then it kind of leveled off. So we thought, how do we make this bigger? What do we do next? We have the capacity to do more work. What do we need to do here? So between different strategists and consultants and marketing agencies and whatnot, which I'll get to in another episode, we ended up niching down. We ran ads and we started a podcast. Those are a few things that we got into, but the niching down was a big one. Instead of just being for anybody, we got into the health and wellness space. And while we started the podcast, this is over 2 years ago now, I thought, is there really an audience for a podcast about podcasting? Like, who really would listen to that? You know, they already exist. There were already podcasts about that. They had been doing it for a while. So yeah, maybe there was an audience. People were listening to content like that, but could I really do it? And do we really need another podcast like that? Now, I realized there that was not for me to decide, you know, kind of rejecting myself before starting, like, why even bother? No one's going to listen to it. It's not useful content. Who cares? I know it's going to fail. So why even try? Those are my thoughts, and, you know, very, very wrong to have those thoughts. But anyway, I digress from all that because it didn't matter. It's not like we're going to have Joe Rogan levels of numbers. We're just doing a podcast. I want to get my face out there. I want to have some content for the company's Instagram page. Hopefully we'll get some clients along the way. And probably most importantly, just show that the business is active, show that we know what we're talking about. So if someone goes on our social media, I'm there with my face, whether it's great or not. It's just like, okay, this guy seems to know what he's talking about. I start to know, like, and trust Joel, as it were. So anyway, the problem was that I was not near ambitious enough. I just kind of accepted, like I alluded to there before we started, like, it's not really going to be that big of a deal. Not going to have thousands and thousands of people looking for content like this. So let's just accept, like, we'll do it. I'll give out good, useful knowledge, but it's going to be what it's going to be. There's no point in trying too hard and promoting it because no one is ultimately going to care at the end of the day. But the thing is, that couldn't be further from the truth, because many types of businesses have had viral content. Not that viral is necessarily the goal, but you've probably seen it yourself, like whether it's socks or fences or marketing. I've seen ads and Instagram reels, TikToks that have gone viral from any business, you name it. It is possible. So just because we're in a kind of commodity type service provider business doesn't mean I need to say, well, okay, there's nothing we can even do to make people interested in our content. So there's all that to deal with. And then if you're any bit like me, you may have had some reservations about starting a podcast, or particularly if you made the shift from audio to video. Now I've got to be on screen. It was difficult enough to do the audio portion, but now I've got to have my face on here. I've got to look good. I've got to know what I'm talking about. I can't be looking at my notes all the time. All that stuff, that pressure starts to mount. And for me, maybe this is you as well, like for someone whose confidence wavers from day to day, having my mugshot plastered all over the Instagram grid is not really something I was interested in either. You know, we put thumbnails on it now, but some days I would look there and it's just like row after row after row of Joel's face in different funny positions with my eyes closed. Just, I don't want to really be doing that, because, you know, to give a bit of a backstory and be honest with you here, like since I was young, I started doing audiovisual work when I was in junior high school, like grade 7, 8. I loved being behind the scenes. Even in high school, we were DJing our dances, so everyone knew who I was, but I had no interest in the limelight, didn't care for the attention. I did love DJing, you know, and making people happy, but I wanted nothing to do with really being out front, the face of my company, as it were. I had a friend that was working with me, and it was like he was the face of everything and I was the brains. So I love being behind the scenes. And I see all this other content on YouTube and social media and think, I just don't want to be that guy. I was perfectly happy behind the scenes here at East Coast Studio, getting these podcasts out, making it look and sound great for people. I don't want to be one of these people that has to show up, act like an expert, you know, look all presentable, know what I'm talking about, be all polished in the face of a company. It just wasn't who I am. And I didn't really want to play the game. Like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to have to get on camera and say all this stuff, which ultimately resulted in how the podcast turned out. Yes, delivering valuable information, delivering it from the source. I'm working with clients day in, day out. I see what's working. I see what's not. I know how to relay it in a useful manner. But it was in a very, I think so anyway, watered down, milquetoast kind of way, in a way that anybody could do. It was not stand out. If you found the content useful, that's amazing. I'm glad. But if I disappeared tomorrow, you would just go find somebody else. Like, you probably wouldn't even notice, where did Joel go? You know, or you don't even know my name is. It's just some guy, you know, and the algorithm certainly wasn't pushing it out either. All that said, when I had this big epiphany recently that we've got to flip the table on the podcast. What we've been doing for over 2 years hasn't really done much. So we're going to keep doing that, or are we going to like find what I have to do next to change this? So I was faced with this big realization. If we want reach, we have to do what's required to get that. I know that it's possible. People do it. As I said, we've seen all kinds of companies and content get traffic, not necessarily virality and millions of views, but enough to be useful for the business. So I can either accept the fact that I am going to have to be part of this thing that I initially didn't want to be part of, and make an effort and try, play the game, accept that if I want people to see it, this is what we got to do. Maybe along the way, I'm going to look like an idiot because I'm going to be trying and maybe failing. Maybe I'll really be making an effort and I won't get any views and people might see that. I'll look like a failure while I'm doing it. So I can go that road and try, accept that I have to do that. Or I can just sit back, do what we've been doing, continue as we have been, with nobody really paying attention, but knowing inside that to me, I'm not part of that game. I'm not out there hustling, trying to get views, trying to get, you know, hit that subscribe button. I'm not doing any of that. So I can sleep well for that at night, but then not be getting any attention from it. What one do I want to pick? You know, and I have been posting the content. So by even just doing that, it's like I had to come to terms with, okay, you wanted people to see it, right? Or you've just been posting it for nobody to see for the last 2 years. I had to admit, finally, I do care about views, or I care about the company enough to want to pursue this and do what it takes to create content that people could actually see. You know, not only is it valuable, but it is formatted in a way that it could get out there in the algorithm. More people will become interested in it, interested in the company, and ultimately do business with us, right? So I had to make that decision. So I did declare that we are going to make this effort to better understand what makes content interesting, what makes it hook, how I can be more authentic, how we can increase our quality and our quantity. We're going to figure it out. And then we're going to go help other clients with that. Instead of just being a service provider, we're going to become more than that and help people achieve their goals, which for almost everyone these days is that making content that gets out there. So yes, East Coast Studio helps provide a great service to podcasters, especially ones that value a human being involved. Surely, yes, there is AI these days that can automate things, and it's increasingly encroaching on businesses like ours. But for the right people, they're not interested in that. You can't trust AI to just take something and spit out whatever and you're good, especially in the wellness space. You want to have it look polished. You want to pick out hooks that work well. You want your video quality to look great. You can't just AI your way through that. You need to have humans involved. Maybe that will change, but at least right now, that's the way it is. So our business may become more commoditized, and I want to have a service that evolves and is more valuable to people who are trying to play this game and trying to win. They care about their businesses. So reach, views, clients on social media or however they work these days, you know, YouTube. A podcast can be part of this whole strategy, but ultimately that's what everyone wants these days. It's like, if you're in the commerce space at all, aside from maybe a handful of exceptions, you're after views and making content that gets out there. So we can help with that, take our knowledge, what we learn, and share that with our clients. You know, the business is going to be fine. It just has to adapt to the world that we live in. And I think ignore the game at your own peril. So if you've been struggling to grow your business or get traction with content, but you're not willing to do what's required, you're not willing to show up fully authentic, you're not willing to try to hype your content a bit or use some of the tried and true formats, which, you know, my opinion, a little cringy sometimes or a little try hard. If you're not willing to try some of those things, then you've got to accept that, okay, your content's just going to sit there with not many eyes on it, not really doing the job that you want it to do. But then you have to ask yourself, why am I even doing it if I'm not willing to put in what's required to get views? You know, what's the point? Think about it this way as well. It's not just views. It's like, you need to do this to affect more change on the world. Yeah, grow your business and the freedom that you have, but also help people do the thing that you love, make the change that you want to see. So it's like, is that a trade-off you're willing to make? I think it's worthwhile, despite what some of us may have to do. I'm not saying sell your soul, but, you know, at least in the content sense, it's like, we got to step it up here. Let's get back to the insufferable part that I opened the show with. Why did I find myself insufferable? Well, I'll tell you, because I had whittled myself down to a very uninteresting, vanilla, nice guy on the internet, providing some advice, great advice, in a very non-compelling way. Like I said, no one cared. And sure, we might all have aspects of ourselves that may be better saved for, you know, hanging out with your buddies on the weekend. It doesn't all need to be on your podcast, but I can tell you that the opposite doesn't work either. This, hi, I'm just a nice guy here to tell you about your podcast. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And I've observed this in other content as well. I'm not only reflecting on my own, but it's like, you got to let more of yourself out there. Maybe too much, maybe a lot. Maybe you got to experiment to find that line. But I know by just being that vanilla person that just is there, you exist, you give out some information, it's not good. Like no unique angle. I've rarely given anything like that. Like taken a stance on something, spoken up with a big opinion, created tension, maybe said something that might cause a listener to say, I don't like this guy anymore, or I don't agree with that. Or that's not, you know, no polarizing content, nothing that would give anybody an inkling of what I am like outside of the podcast. It's just like, I'm a robot. I might as well have been an AI showing up with no real opinion, just there. Nothing that would cause them to say, I like that guy or I don't like that guy. Just on camera, here's boring Joel. You know, the real Joel fades away and I'm just here to present some factual information. and it's that type of content does not get reach on social media or anywhere else, does not get organic reach. Nobody cares. It's not presented in that way that would hook people in, provide valuable info to them in that manner where they can actually become interested in it. Maybe it's useful, but it's not packaged in a way that works on social media. Or maybe your whole podcast episode is just not packaged in a way that hooks people in from the beginning or shows them what's going to be in it that helps them. So they can't know, they can't stay tuned in. So most podcasts are invisible, not because the host is bad or the conversations or the information is invaluable. It's just that they don't give strangers a reason to care. You might have great content. You could change the world with what you're saying, but you haven't packaged it in a way that makes people pay attention. So for growth, it's not just about how we craft the content, but what is your unique perspective? Who are you really serving and how are you showing up as you with a unique perspective and view on things that can let people like or not like you? And it's okay if they don't. But if you stay in that middle ground where you think you'll just please everybody, the problem is that you end up with nobody liking or caring about you. It's not that they dislike you. They just literally don't care. You've got to choose a side. Okay. You've got to get off the fence, and that will help you build trust and build the relationships and the interest of the right people that are going to want to work with you. If you're not going to show that side of yourself, nobody can know and nobody can care. Okay, so with all that said, what am I really going to be changing? Because from here on out, we are going to be making changes. I'm going to be pushing myself to do this. And this was another thing I got hung up on as well. Like, what if this annoys some people or I say something that causes some of our current listeners to unsubscribe? Well, has what we've been doing so far really brought me the results that I was hoping for? No. Here's a great example of this. If you ever watch Kitchen Nightmares with Gordon Ramsay, he will go to these restaurants that are just, you know, no one goes to them anymore. They're on the verge of closing down. They don't make any money. And he'll look at the menu. He'll try some of the food and say, like, this is terrible. This is all, you know, the decor is outdated here. This place looks like crap. It's just it's no good. We got to change this up. We got to renovate. We got to get some new items on the menu. And the chef or the owner will say, well, what about the three senior citizens that come in every Sunday for this meal, the $5 deal? They love it. They think it's great. It's like, okay, we're probably going to drive them away when we renovate the restaurant and change the menu, but we're going to get a ton of new customers that come in from that. But some of them are so hung up on, nope, we've got to keep it the same way. This is fine. I don't want to alienate those people. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. So got to say sorry and accept it, move on, that you may lose some people along the way, but the ultimate goal and the outcome is going to be relating to more people and building stronger relationships with the right type of people. Okay. So what are we going to be changing here? What am I focused on? First of all, the content of the podcast. It's definitely going to be a little more fluid in terms of the content, as the idea of podcasting continues to kind of blend in with content creation as a whole. We're going to consider that more through the lens of not just traditional podcasting, like how do I make a good podcast? But, you know, there's marketing, there's social media, there is branding, there is yourself, authenticity, how to grow your reach. Like that's the end goal, is how to grow your reach. So a podcast is one aspect, and I know lots about that, but even myself, I'm interested in beyond the podcast, because just having a podcast doesn't grow your reach. You've got to promote it on social media. You've got to maybe have a newsletter. Maybe you have guests on and you share the podcast episode to their audience. There's a whole bunch of things you've got to do to grow the podcast. So why can't we be talking about those things? And I'm a business owner, so I have goals and I am trying to understand things like AI and you know, all this new fancy coding stuff, whatever, automation, efficiency, I want to learn, and I'm assuming that you would want to as well. So we're going to still be in that realm of podcasting and growth and content, but we've got to adapt to the times as well. And maybe there's some things I have opinions on, and maybe you might like those and you'll want to keep listening, and maybe you won't, and that's fine too. So keep that in mind. More honest talk about tension, positioning, production, AI, like I just mentioned, and why people do or don't care in the grand scheme of things. We're hearing more about personal brands these days. How do you talk to people in a way that makes them care? We want to talk about that. And yeah, it'll have more of my own opinions and perspectives on things, which, like I said, may or may not be for you. Maybe you'll disagree. Maybe you will agree. That'd be great. I'd love for someone to disagree. At least that would mean that I'm moving in the right direction and I've done something. Okay. So I'm not going to be just here giving out knowledge as a spineless blob anymore. And please hold me accountable to that. We're going to be using this all as a live test as well. So like you might see different things, maybe some inconsistencies in terms of titles or captions or editing styles. I'm going to be trying different things and just seeing what works, keeping up to date on that and optimizing. So yeah, if you see that there's changes episode to episode, that's why. I want to be able to pass that on to our clients. So that's the content aspect. And then kind of, I'll call this a second one, but it's sort of in the same category, is the production quality. So I got to be real with you about something here. Yes, East Coast Studio produces high quality content for our clients, video and audio, but I have dropped the ball a bit on what we've been putting out for ourselves. So you may not have known this about me, but I travel a fair bit. Not so much these days, but I had in the earlier days, and I would always be somewhere different for like a month to 3 months at a time. And that caused me a bit of a problem when it came to consistent video quality once we added in the video aspect. So I would be messing around with green screens and then the automatic green screen where it's like just filters you out without actually having the old school green behind you. But then lighting is an issue and I can't bring giant lights in my suitcase. So I was always messing around, inconsistent, different backgrounds behind me. And ultimately the quality of video that we put out for my podcast was not very good. And that is not good. It doesn't reflect well on the business. You know, if we're trying to show people that we have a superior offering here and you can come to us and get your stuff looking great. Well, I need to set the standard. I need to be putting out content on our page that makes people say, wow, I want to look like that. How do I look like that? And when I'm doing this, you know, dumb fake green screen thing that's always different, my face is too close or, you know, the background, my hat is blending into the background. It's just not good. So I decide, okay, we've got to mitigate this problem. I cannot travel with multiple suitcases of camera and lighting equipment. I'm not completely done traveling yet where I'm going to be in one place all the time. So what do? Well, there are lots of great studios out there that you can rent. You can walk in, pay some money and record. And if you've heard me talk before, I love the idea of batch recording. So doing multiple episodes at a time. That's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to have to plan the episodes ahead. I'm going to go in. It's going to be great cameras, great lighting. I'm going to do it there. Maybe it'll be a bit of inconsistency studio to studio, but overall the quality is going to be better. We're going to then be able to up-level our editing in terms of what we put out in our Instagram feeds and any other social media. And people can then see, okay, this place knows what they're doing. Not, I don't want to look like that crazy guy with the blurry hat edges on screen. Okay. So you'll notice as of this episode, any of the clips on Instagram are going to be looking a whole lot better. And that's what we're going to be doing moving forward. Is it a little more inconvenient for me? Yes. Can I record inside anymore with my, you know, underwear on the bottom and my professional shirt on the top because it's warm? No, that doesn't matter. It's a trade-off that I have to make. So no more of this foolishness. It's going to be professional looking from now on, as it is for all the clients that we've served. And then what are we changing in the business? Well, it is going to continue to serve existing clients and new clients exactly how we have been with this quality human-based production of audio and video content, evolving to understand the changing times and making sure we're producing content that is valuable and can grow them on social media and wherever else they're trying to grow. But we will begin to offer some higher level services focused on strategy and growth, because as I mentioned, that's basically what everyone needs these days. And this has always sort of been a thing. You know, yes, we've been able to succeed as a service-based company, but people would always ask me, what do I do to grow? Can you help me grow? What do I need to do here? And that could be a complex question. And I didn't have the answer for it before. And I may not have all the answers now, but I know a lot more about it. Some of it might stem from their whole business, like their whole website and their business foundation might be terrible. So when they come to me looking for podcast help, sometimes I've had to tell them, like, listen, I don't even think you should be worrying about the podcast right now. Your business is awful. So it's a loaded question when they come and ask, how do I grow? But I want to be able to help people with that. And you know, this is the type of help that they need. I don't want to just be a service provider anymore. And as I said, there's going to be less and less of a need for that. People want that assistance. So if I can provide that value of here's how you grow, and it is going to take some legwork in terms of the business, perhaps the branding, you know, and then the content, your whole angle on how you present, all these things, I at least now know what to look for. And I've learned that over the years, and we are ready to offer this kind of service. So that's going to be something new that we are doing and offering at a higher price point for people that are really serious about this. So we're going to be able to dig in with you how to become more authentic, how to hone in your content, how to stand out, how to reach the right type of people, all of those things that before we had no say in at all. It was just, we'll take your files, we'll edit them, make them look as good as possible and get that out for you. But yeah, I want to be a lot more involved. We don't want to just help people publish podcasts. We actually want to help them figure out what the reason is for their show to exist and go out in the world and show everybody the real them, and then bring in all the benefits that go along with that. Because if the show is built wrong, you know, more clips aren't going to help. Better editing is not going to save it. And then if the business is built wrong, well, it doesn't matter how much marketing of any kind you do. It's just not going to work. I talk to a lot of people all the time that their business just isn't really dialed in their messaging. They don't even really know who they're for. So then the podcast topics are wishy-washy. So I want to be more involved. I want to help people get bigger results, answer that question I've been getting asked all these years of, like, how do I grow? How do I make more money through this? I'm going to be part of all of that. And you will be hearing more about the actual new offering that we will have here at East Coast Studio. That's it for this episode. I think I have put it out all on the table. I think I've been a lot more transparent than I have been on previous episodes. We're in this nice studio, so it looks a lot better. But I'm very excited for this new direction, okay? And I've got a lot of episode topics coming up that I'm really excited as well to dig into. Some things I've been holding back on, and I really just want to put out there. And it might take a while to get my feet under me. Maybe I'll accidentally go too far either side in the content that we're putting out and the way we package it. But I will be watching the data, the stats, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't, and then being able to pass that on to you. So thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. Hey, before you go, your podcast should be doing more than just existing. If you are publishing episodes but not seeing the attention or client opportunities you expected, we will help you find the gaps. Book a podcast opportunity call today to see if your show is a fit for our podcast growth diagnostic. Link is in the show notes.